for talking to us today. Can you just tell me a little bit about how you got involved in the campaign to save libraries?
I attended a public meeting to save Doncaster Libraries, which was then just about the only library that was under threat back in 2008. Uh-huh. And immediately I realised that there should be a national campaign. So I established a campaign for the book, and we put out the call for a national reading just before Christmas. And within 5 weeks, we've got 100 events at libraries around the United Kingdom.
So what have you been doing today?
Now, the irony is today I'm probably the only member of the campaign who didn't get to a reading. I spent a good hour in the BBC doing multiple interviews, talked to another couple of news outlets, uh-huh. and by the time I'd finished, it was impossible to reach any of the readings in time. But I mean, I think I contributed quite considerably to
Absolutely.
The campaign, so I shouldn't feel too guilty.
No, don't feel too bad about that. What would your message to people be going forward?
The message now, I think, is to step up the campaign, because the government clearly has to see between 5,000 and 10,000 people have actually turned up at the readings today. Probably hundreds of thousands of people have signed petitions, and there is a huge wave of grassroots support for saving our libraries, mm-hmm. particularly in rural areas that have traditionally voted mm-hmm. Conservative.
Right.
So, I mean, the next stage is I've sent out a press release, but I'm drafting an open letter which I'm going to circulate to the 5,000 people who have supported the campaign for the book at some point uh-huh. that I have on the databases. Uh-huh. And we're going to call for a moratorium on library closures and call for the culture ministers to meet us. Ed Vasey said recently that he wanted people to talk to him uh-huh. from around the country and to put over views of how we can save libraries. I want to take him up on that offer and meet him with leaders of the organisations, the trade unions, particularly local communities.
Thank you very much, and thank you for talking to us, and good luck with the continuing campaign.
Right, thanks very much.